The markets, pretty much stalled out today. Why? We'll share that first. Welcome to the Business News Hour for Tuesday, Election Day in many areas of the nation. Yeah, I voted. It is the 5th of June. Thanks for clicking through. Wells Fargo is out of retail banking in three Midwestern states. We'll share that story. How important is Howard Schultz? Investors think pretty doggone important. For those of you who thought Twitter was a flash in the pan, guess who just got added to the S&P 500? What's the value of a $100 bill? Well, we'll share some data with you. In some places, it's worth $100. In others, not so much. Those stories and more, along with a conversation with Ben Crosby on persuasive presentations. Really, how do you persuade others to buy or to agree to your issue? This is going to be all that and the business news, which is coming up next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Tero International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit Tero.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Tero team.
Life moves fast, but you have the power to freeze time with family portraits from Lauren Campbell Photography. How does Lauren work? She'll capture as many images as possible during your photo shoot in her studio in Windsor Heights, your home, or an outdoor location. After each session, she provides you with a web gallery of the best photos, cropped and edited. This usually includes fun and candid photos that really capture the moment. Freeze time with LaurenCampbellPhotography.com.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
And welcome back to the Tuesday edition of the Business News Hour. Thanks for clicking through. Let's get into it, shall we? Investors seem to come out of a fog today, and the markets, they struggled. Why? Once again, lingering doubts about trade issues. That caused a lack of traction today on Wall Street as the Dow fell by 13 points, while the S&P 500 added less than 0.1%. Meanwhile, the NASDAQ closed at another record high. What's going on? Here's the deal. As you know, last week, the Trump administration slapped tariffs on steel and aluminum imports from the European Union and Canada. The EU threatened the same, saying it would impose countermeasures of its own. Meanwhile, Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland said the country plans to slap dollar-for-dollar tariffs on the U.S. There are more users, by the way, of steel than there are manufacturers of steel, and the trade war talk causes uncertainty in that. Well, that's never good for investors. Meanwhile, leaders from seven of the largest economies in the world are meeting in Canada this week, with trade discussions expected to be at the forefront. What had been on the docket, however, prior to the announcement of those additional tariffs, was to have been equality issues for women and transsexuals, as well as other quality of life ideas. The focus now has shifted to trade. When the bell rang today on Wall Street, the Dow was down 13 points at 24,799. NASDAQ shot up 31 points to close at a record 76.37, and the S&P 500 bumped up a bit to 27.48. You know, some time ago, Wells Fargo said they were going to start trimming the number of banking operations in the United States. And today, well, they made good on that promise. Today, the San Francisco bank said it will sell 52 retail bank branches in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Ohio to a Flagstar Bancorp subsidiary. Financial terms were not disclosed. Almost 500 employees will get job offers from Flagstar. Wells Fargo and Company has said it will reduce to approximately 5,000 branches by the end of 2020. Currently, there are over just 6,300 branch locations in the United States. The bank will maintain some commercial lending, wealth management, retail brokerage, and home lending operations in those four states. Well, yesterday we told you that Howard Schultz, the longtime master behind Starbucks, would be retiring on June 26th. Today, investors reacted by sending the stock down by more than 2%. Schultz, who took up the post of executive chairman after he stepped down as chief executive back in 2017, will be stepping away from the company after nearly four decades of service to mull what he's calling a range of options. Starbucks shares have fallen nearly 4% since the decision by a Philadelphia store manager to call the police on April 12th sparked public outrage, and that led to shutting down 8,000 stores for anti-bias training sessions last month. Schultz will depart on June 26th, 26 years to the day since taking the company public, putting management in the hands of Chief Executive Kevin Johnson and new Chairman Myron Ullman, who was previously the CEO of JCPenney. Anybody taking bets? Yeah, I remember when we joined Twitter years and years ago. We still use it today, and if you want to hook up with us, it's at @IOB_NewsHour. So Twitter was this thing that we used, and we used it to find out information and share information, and lots of people scoffed at the whole thing, thought it was just a flash in the pan. Well, today, Twitter had quite an announcement. The social media platform will be added to the S&P 500 stock index before the start of trading on Thursday. So what does that mean? Well, it's a move that will expand the number of individual investors who own the stock through index funds that track large company stock gauges. Twitter, whose shares are still trading more than 15% below where they were at the close of its first day of trading back on November 7th of 2013, will replace agriculture and chemical maker Monsanto, which has been acquired by German giant Bayer. The tech company's visibility has, of course, skyrocketed since President Trump entered the White House. He's used the digital communication platform to tweet messages on topics from trade and the economy to the NFL's kneeling controversy during the national anthem without any media filters. The stock, by the way, for Twitter is up nearly 58% so far this year and has more than doubled in the past year. Today, Twitter closed at $39.85 a share. That's up $1.97 or just over 5% on the day. Well, a report out today from Cheapism talks about the value of a $100 bill. Sure, a $100 bill is worth $100 anywhere, but the value of that $100 differs dramatically as you travel across the country. Cheapism looked to see how much each $100 bill could buy in favorite local products. And as they discovered, a $100 bill went a lot further in some places than in others. So the state where the $100 bill buys more stuff? It's Mississippi. $100 will buy $113.60 worth of stuff in Mississippi. Next is both Alabama and Arkansas at $113.40. Meanwhile, a $100 bill only buys $81.60 worth of stuff in Hawaii, $84.40 in New York, and $85.60 worth of stuff in California. Iowa? Well, we're right smack dab in the middle. You can get $109.80 worth of food on a stick at the Iowa State Fair. See what you learn here? Today, Iowa's Senior Senator Charles Grassley said that Environmental Protection Agency Director Scott Pruitt is steering President Trump away from an important campaign promise. During the campaign, Trump said that he would continue to support the renewable fuel standard That regulation that says biofuels must be blended into the nation's gasoline and diesel supply. Today, Grassley said that Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt has betrayed President Trump on ethanol with actions that undermine the president's promises on the renewable fuel. Grassley told reporters the White House had not formally briefed him on so-called renewable fuels deal that biofuels advocate fear would cut demand for ethanol and biodiesel. This is all getting serious for farmers in Iowa and in other states. Already, low commodity prices, food tariffs, and trade issues, it's all mixed together to make sure that times are tough on the farm and in rural parts of the nation. Well, retail woes continue. Didn't we just say that the former head of JCPenney is now going to run Starbucks? How about some JCPenney news? The JCPenney home store in Clive will close on June 30th. The company said it will consolidate its home furnishings into the Penney store at Valley West Mall in West Des Moines. A space on the lower level of that store will house the home department, which is expected to be completed by August. More open space for real estate developers. Hey, when we come back, a really, really great conversation with Ben Crosby about persuasive presentations. You realize we're all selling something, or at least persuading others to a point of view. Ben offers up some great tips, and that is coming up next here on Insight on Business, the NewsHour.